From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. At this hour, still no response from North Korea. On Saturday, the United Nations Security Council voted unanimously, 15-0, to approve a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of about $1 billion a year in revenue. That money helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program, and it's about a third of what the country produces in exports. The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea is in response to that rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with the North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests, a warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from the 10 ASEAN countries, is expected to soothe the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in their region. ASEAN's foreign ministers want to help improve relations between North and South Korea. Each Korea claims the other, despite self-rule on each side since the 1950s. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Authorities in Nigeria say 11 people were killed and 18 others critically wounded in an attack on a church Sunday morning, a Roman Catholic church in the southeastern part of the country. The Anambra State Governor, Willie Obiano, said the attack stemmed from a feud between members of the local community who were living outside Nigeria. Nigeria's southeast is predominantly Christian, and the attack is a rare act of violence at a church. Israel plans to ban the Al Jazeera news network from the Jewish state. The communications minister, Ayub Kara, said he wants to revoke press credentials from Al Jazeera reporters, which would prevent them from working in the country. Ironically, he made the announcement at a news conference Sunday at which Al Jazeera reporters were barred from attending. The news network itself reported on the press conference. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had threatened to shut Al Jazeera offices in Jerusalem last week. He accused the news network of inciting violence in the city, most notably covering protests of increased security at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is pushing back on suggestions that he is already plotting a run for the presidency in 2020 if President Trump does not seek a second term in the White House. Pence said he found disgraceful and offensive a report in the New York Times Sunday that he is forming a shadow campaign. And Venezuelan military leaders say they have quickly put down an attack on a military base in central Venezuela Sunday. President Nicolas Maduro called it an act of terrorism by rebellious former soldiers. He said two of the attackers were killed. An army officer posted a video on social media in which he was surrounded by more than a dozen soldiers. He declared himself to be, quote, in legitimate rebellion against what he called Maduro's murderous tyranny. He said, "We clarify this is not a coup. This is a civilian and military action to restore the constitutional order." Venezuelan military officials say troops rushed in to restore order at the military base in Valencia. Locals reported hearing gunfire coming from behind the walls. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.